here with ESPN's Todd McShay. Todd, a lot can happen here with free agency, but with the Broncos, one guy who's in flux, Malik Jackson. Do you think there's anybody there with the Broncos sitting at 31 where they could replace a guy like Malik?
Yeah, I mean, this is the year. If you're going to have to replace the interior defensive line, this is a great year to have to do it. When you look at it, I mean, it starts with guys like DeForest Buckner from Oregon, Robert Kimdiche, two Alabama guys, A'shaun Robinson and Jerron Reed. But then Sheldon Rankins, defensive tackle from Louisville. And the list just goes on and on and on. I mean, I've been watching guys like Chris Jones from Mississippi State recently. I had no idea how good of a player he was and the potential that he has. And even if it's not in the first round, I mean, you look at like Willie Henry from Michigan, another guy that's kind of flown under the radar, who's an underclassman who just play in and play out, does the right thing, is in the right gap, is strong at the point of attack, and adds a little bit as a pass rusher. So the answer is yes. I think this is a great year to find a defensive tackle.
A lot of talk about quarterbacks always come draft time. John Elway likes to draft a quarterback maybe in some of the later rounds just to bring in some competition or whatnot. Any guys you see there in this year's class?
This class is actually it's not great necessarily at the top, but a lot of talent in the middle of late rounds. And I think, you know, Kevin Hogan is one that jumps out at me. I think if you had asked me in the beginning of the year, I would have just said, long shot. And this year, you know, even just talking to their coaching staff, what he took on, he was, as Coach Shaw told me, he's about this far away from what Andrew Luck was doing from, you know, pre-snap at the line of scrimmage, mental capacity standpoint. He came so far as a player, and you can see it on tape. I mean, checking out of bad plays into good plays, making better decisions. He doesn't have a big-time arm. He got a little bit of a longer delivery, but his arm strength, I think, is adequate, and he's throwing with a lot better timing and anticipation and hitting spots this year. So he's one of many. I mean, Dak Prescott from Mississippi State had a better year. Jacoby Brissett from NC State. I mean, there's some guys that are better athletes, and they aren't necessarily, you know, efficient passers of the football right now, but there's a lot of different variety and guys certainly you can bring in that day three range.
Stanford connection there with Hogan as well.
Right.
Last one for me here. The offensive line has been a major concern for the Broncos. Kubiak even said today that they need to get better there. Do you see anybody who might be able there at the 31st pick in the first round if they go that way?
Well, you know, this year's tackle class is, I think, solid, not great. The guard class, I think you're probably starting to look in that second, third round range. You know, Stanford's Joshua Garnett is, I think, a really good player. If you look at Cody Whitehair from Kansas State, had a great week at the Senior Bowl. Been watching a little bit of his tape and like what he's doing. So there's a lot of players, I think, in the second, third round. I don't know that you want to spend on a guard a first round pick. At the tackle position, you know, I think there's a chance it runs out by that spot. So, you know, do you reach for a Jason Spriggs from Indiana, or do you go in a different route, like we were talking about, maybe defensive tackle and secure that spot if they need it, and then go back to the offensive line a little bit later? You know, we'll just have to see. A lot can happen between now and then.
Yeah, well, I know this is your busiest time of the year, so we appreciate your time.
All right,
thanks, Todd.
Thank you.